Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it
tough. I've seen the toughest so around. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you get a chance, I hope you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and see what you like there. And if you find something you like, for example, if you just fall in love with what Rob Levin has to say, you know, Robert Levin is one of my Brain Trust members. If you just love the things that he has to say, we have the ability for you to we'll let you know every time he's back on the show, and we'll send you that stuff. We'll send you whatever he does, whatever he says, we'll do that. We can do that right there on the website. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. That'll be our way of reaching out to you once a week and letting you know what's going on with the things that we're doing and the work that we've been doing and on behalf of small business owners. And speaking of Rob Levin, he's still here. Rob is with us. He's the CEO and the publisher and the CEO and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report. And Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rob's here in New Orleans with me as we wrap up this conference, this ECSB Summit on Small Business conference that we've been attending. Rob, we were talking about the webinars, and I want to make sure you've got one coming up Thursday. I want to make sure you tell the audience how they can find out about it, to listen live or to go get the replay.
Sure. Either way, just go to www.nyreport.com/content-marketing. I can't believe I just said www. I don't think I've done that in years. You can just register for the webinar. There's no cost. And even if you cannot make it and cannot make it live, you can, the archive's usually up before the end of the day. And again, that's this Thursday. So it's nyreport.com. We have some other webinars that are coming up, and other events too, that are coming up as well.
What's the difference, Jim, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Jim, one of the things that we were talking about, pulling off a webinar on your own. And one of the things I do want to stress, that it is easy to do from a technology standpoint. You can practice it a couple times. You'll have no problem with it. But that said, just like, and this is something we actually spoke about this week, your content has to be really good, because you have to remember Levin's Law, and I think I spoke about this on a previous show. Levin's Law says that with inexpensive marketing tools like webinars and email marketing and social media, the effectiveness goes down, and you have to work a lot harder from a content and an engagement standpoint to really get through and break through the clutter. So with these webinars, you really have to have something really good to say and say it in a real effective way. I personally like when there's more than one person on the webinar. I think it adds a lot.
Okay, so this is something I want to ask you, because you know a webinar this week is on content marketing, right?
Correct.
And so, one of the things I've been trying to get my audience to do, small business owners to do more of, is to put more content up on their website. Maybe a little video of themselves talking about, you know, a product or something that would be useful to their customers. And that's content, but that's not a webinar. Tell us the difference between that and a webinar.
Well, the webinar, think about a live event in a sense where those live events where you have a PowerPoint presentation, okay, that is usually a good opportunity to use the webinar platform, which, of course, now anybody from the world can access it through the web. The webinar is good when you, and by the way, I would always keep them less than 60 minutes.
Yeah.
So the webinar is good whenever
that's almost like a law, isn't it?
It is, and stick to the time, by the way. When you go over, people start to get a little frustrated. And then if you can, and if you're up for it, the webinar, for those people who are on live, is a great opportunity to get questions. We always allocate out of that 60 minutes about 15 minutes for questions.
Well, and another thing I'd like to say, Rob, is folks, if you're the ones that Rob does, Rob's a pro. The people he brings in are pros. This is what they do for a living. So they have the ability to create enough content to keep the program compelling for 60 minutes. And, of course, part of that time, as you know, Rob, is often left aside 10, 15, 20 minutes maybe, left aside for questions from the people who are joining in the audience. But if you're doing this for your own small business, you're bringing in an expert from the industry that you'd like to come in and be part of your webinar. There's nothing wrong with doing one in 30 minutes or even 20 minutes. I mean, obviously you want to be longer than 5 or 6 minutes, but you don't have to do an hour long webinar, right, Rob?
The shorter the better. Absolutely. It just like any other content for that matter. And that's, by the way, that's something that came up several times in conversations today. People were talking about how, and especially on the web, that you have to do things in small. People just have less and less attention.
Yep. That's exactly right. So, all right, what else have you learned about webinars? What else do we need to talk about to help folks understand how to use them or how to create them?
Well, a webinar can also be used to have several different people on a call, almost like a teleconference. But now you have visuals, and you can either do the PowerPoint thing for the visual, or you can do video. Where it's sort of like a video conference call. And then, of course, if you want, with the webinar, you can have other people listen in, and there's plenty of options.
But if you're going to do all that, if you're going to have more than voices, which I recommend, have graphics and some kind of visuals, if you're going to have that, you need a technology capability that most people don't have, don't you?
Well, actually, it's within the reach of a lot of people. Citrix has a few products. There's a few other companies as well.
What I'm saying is it's not on the typical desktop. You got to go get the technology or hire somebody to fill it in for you.
It would help if you're going to. The more complicated, you definitely. There are platforms, of course, that get a lot more expensive that are a lot more complicated.
Right. Yeah. Rob, give us the website again, please.
It's nyreport.com.
And /?
Content marketing for that webinar. And we have another one coming up on retaining and motivating employees these days.
All right, so check it out, folks. Just go to nyreport.com, and you can see all the things that Rob's got going on there. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Rob Levin after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.